Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. 1984 was a landmark year for the music scene in Minneapolis, Minnesota. That year, Prince hit number one on the Billboard albums chart with this soundtrack to Purple Rain. The film featured the Twin Cities in a supporting role, and it introduced us to a funk band called The Time, who scored R&B hits with The Bird and Jungle Love. But a red-hot music scene doesn't spring up overnight, and a new compilation chronicles 10 years of lesser-known Twin Cities funk and R&B that launched a revolution. Or at least, Prince and the Revolution. The set is called Purple Snow, forecasting the Minneapolis sound. And in a moment, we'll talk with one of its featured artists, but first I'm joined on the line by Jonathan Kirby of Numero Group, the record label that has released Purple Snow. Hi, John.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me.
So, Purple Snow, forecasting the Minneapolis sound. I like how you reference both the weather and Prince in one fell swoop. So, who are we talking about? Is this like pre-Prince?
Yeah. You know, I sort of look at it, the musical and cultural climate of the Twin Cities around the time that Prince was coming of age and getting into music and people from his sort of graduating class, and how the local music scene sort of changes and bends and bows to either assimilate with the Prince sound or rebel against the Prince sound, or just, you know, it sort of changes everything.
Yeah.
That signing. So we're just sort of taking a look at that, before, during, and after.
So can you distinguish between the Minneapolis sound pre and post Prince?
It was a slow evolution. You know, there were bands in the Twin Cities who had two keyboards, before Prince's band did. There were groups that were, singing in a falsetto that Prince is often associated with before Prince. But, you know, Prince and the Minneapolis sound are sort of synonymous, and we were sort of saying, well, yes, you know, Prince is certainly a member of that sound, but he's not the lone contributor, the lone factor in what we think of as the Minneapolis sound.
All right. So the compilation is called Purple Snow, Forecasting the Minneapolis Sound, two CDs, four LPs or digital downloads, and the time frame is 1974 to 1984. So is Purple Rain kind of the cutoff, the end of the time period here?
We felt like Purple Rain was sort of when the cover was blown off the Minneapolis sound. It was when the Minneapolis sound became national or international currency. Everybody had a look at it. Everybody had a listen to it. So this was when sort of the Minneapolis sound still had its innocence, was still finding footing locally before it went national.
And if we go back to 1975, you have a song by a band called 94 East, the name of a major interstate that runs through the Twin Cities. And this song by 94 East features a young Prince Nelson on guitar.
Now it's much too late, and there's no time for me to try. Not anymore. Oh, no, baby. I don't feel no pain. It doesn't hurt inside. And I'm doing better.
Song's called If You See Me, recorded in 1975 by the band 94 East, led by Pepe Willie, and featuring a young Prince Nelson on guitar, who would soon lose the Nelson and become just Prince. The new set called Purple Snow, Forecasting the Minneapolis Sound, looks at Minneapolis and St. Paul, the years 1974 to 84. We're speaking with Jonathan Kirby of the Chicago-based record label Numero Group. And joining us on the line now as well is one of the musicians whose work is featured on Purple Snow. Andre Simone is a musician who grew up playing in Minneapolis bands, many of them with Prince, and then launched a solo career and produced albums for Jody Watley and Adam Ant and others, and he's on the line with us from L.A. Hi, Andre.
Hi.
So how would you define the Minneapolis sound, having been in there, you know, during these years we're talking about?
You know, it's kind of hard to define it because there's so many different contributions. I think, as John said in the intro, a lot of those groups that are on the compilation had a very, very profound effect on Prince and myself growing up. I think, one of the groups is Purple Haze.
Waiting for the sun to rise. Waiting for the moment, yeah, when I'm walking through the park with you.
Ooh. Flight Time, the first early version of Flight Time. There was a group called The Family, which is Sonny Thompson, Joe Lewis, Michael Lewis, Roland Willis, a lot of those guys. I mean, when we were little kids, I guess 13, 14, we would see those groups, and we would stand by the side of the stage and just watch, literally oogle these guys because they were unbelievable musicians. There was a climate back then that, it just doesn't exist right now, that, breeded the type of music. I mean, music is one thing, but the attitude was a whole nother thing. And I think the other thing that contributed to a major part of the sound was, being in the Midwest, you kind of had, you were in the middle of everything. You had New York on one side, you had Los Angeles on the other side, and we were kind of in the middle, sort of getting things filtered in, sometimes late. But, the only radio stations that played music were kind of top 40. So we heard everything from Joan Baez to, Santana, to the Beatles, it was just a cornucopia of so many different kinds of musical styles. And I think, for myself, and I think for Prince as well, I mean, I can't speak for everybody, but, we were in a group together. We got all of those different things, and I think that contributed to the sound.
Now, that early band you played in with Prince, was that Grand Central?
Mm-hmm, yes.
And then, and then you were in his touring band till 81, right?
That's correct. Yep.
So when you first heard about this project, did this send you, up to the attic to dig through old tapes and stuff?
It really did. John was very, very specific about what he was looking for because, for me personally, I don't get involved in, in things like that, things of this nature. I don't really go back because, I'm trying to stay working on the things that I'm working on. But the way he... the context that he put it in made me really interested because the emphasis wasn't, just on one person. And he was very specific on what he wanted. He wanted just something that captured, a certain sound before it became,
really popular.
Really popular.
So one of the things you found and which John Kirby ended up using in the Purple Snow compilation is this demo. This is Andre Simone and a song called Somebody Said. Andre Simone and a demo tape called Somebody Said, recorded not long before Andre was signed to Columbia Records back in 1982. Andre, is that just you or are there other people in the room with you there?
No, that's just me, and I think I did that in my mom's attic, literally, on a little four-track.
Andre Simone is a musician and producer from the Minneapolis scene during the 70s and 80s, now working out of L.A. Jonathan Kirby from the Chicago-based record label Numero Group. John, I mean, everyone knows who Prince is. Lots of people still remember Morris Day and The Time fondly. But you also look at the early years of Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. How important are these guys?
Wow. I mean, you know, they're very important to modern pop music. And
although people may not recognize their names because they're behind, they're the producers behind Janet Jackson and Mariah Carey and New Edition.
Absolutely. But it's sort of, you know, you're pulling the thread on the sweater and it's unraveling and you're getting back to the root of it. And, you know, Jimmy had a group called Mind and Matter.
Baby.
Bass player and one of the principals in a band called Flight Time, which would predate The Time.
It's the things that you do.
Eventually, after, you know, 100% turnover of its membership, become The Time with Terry Lewis on bass and Jimmy on keyboards. Because of the constant turnover of their membership, anytime they recorded, that recording would almost become obsolete because, you know, with the instance with the two songs on our compilation, they were sung by Cynthia Johnson, who within the year would have sung Funky Town by Lips, Inc., which became this sort of national phenomenon.
Absolutely.
So when she left the group, they have a demo tape with Cynthia Johnson singing on it. Alexander O'Neill steps in for her, so then that tape becomes obsolete. It no longer represents the talents or the sound or the texture of Flight Time's music, so it's just sort of, you know, put it on the shelf and move on and figure out the next residency or the next gig. So, you know, they're certainly cornerstones of the ever-evolving music scene that was taking place in the Twin Cities. But if you ask them, they would say, oh, no, you know, it was about, you know, oh, we love the family, we love Hayes. You know, a lot of people, you know, looked up to Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, but then there's just another set of musicians in the Twin Cities that they looked up to. So We were just trying to, with Purple Snow, we were just trying to account for all those individuals and just say, you know, no matter how huge and influential someone may seem in the Minneapolis sound, there's someone who, you know, preceded them,
right,
and they deserve acknowledgement as well.
So giving credit where credit is due on this compilation called Purple Snow, Forecasting the Minneapolis Sound. John, do you have a favorite on the set?
You can't really pick a favorite. In knowing all these people and understanding where they come from, I love Andre's song. It's not because he's on the line. I think it's just such a fascinating look at the symbiotic, binary relation between Andre and Prince. I do consider them sort of two sides of the same coin, and it's just to hear somebody said and hear where he was coming from at that period was just like a really fascinating glimpse inside of the Minneapolis sound. But then you have a song like I Love You by Herman Jones, who was just a guy on the scene, an older cat who had been in a group called the Exciters and was just, you know, sort of a blue-collar guy playing, you know, working day jobs. And he really created some really beautiful music that he funded, you know, himself, never put out. You know, kind of a weekend warrior, you know, a nice, kind, gentle soul living in Bloomington, Minneapolis, but then going into the studio and just, you know, making something that was sort of a composite sketch of all the stuff going on in the Twin Cities at that time.
And his name was Herman Jones.
Herman Jones, yeah, he's on that compilation twice.
Love for one another was a rule. When the teacher made you
Andre, what about for you? I mean, is there someone on this compilation, apart from yourself, of course, that you think every aspiring young musician should know?
Wow, you know, I'd have to concur with John. You know, I mean, it's hard to really identify one particular, you know, group. I mean, the old Andre, you're right, would say, yeah, me. the new improved Andre, you know, is a little bit more, you know, a little bit more. I look at really the different contributions.
Well, I think that actually is kind of the point of this set, isn't it? That, you know, it's not all about, the Minneapolis sound is not all about one guy,
exactly.
However princely he may be. the set is called Purple Snow, Forecasting the Minneapolis Sound, compiled by Jonathan Kirby for the Chicago-based record label Numero Group, and featuring, among others, Andre Simone, who's now based in L.A., but was on the scene in the 70s and 80s. John and Andre, to the two of you, it's fascinating stuff. Great to hear it, and thank you so much for sharing it with us today.
Thank you,
John.
If you see me